This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
Michael.
Captain Kickass.
So, New York City, it seems, has been exporting homeless people to other parts of the world. And in fact, paying them. It's not like they're... I mean, they have progressed a bit from just putting them on a bus and shipping them off to other states. They're actually...
I just have a picture in my head of, like, a warehouse where they're, like, you know, carefully picking a homeless person off the shelf, wrapping them in bubble wrap, you know, putting them in the right-sized box, putting the label on them, you know, the UPS tag and all that kind of stuff to export them.
Well, that's not entirely inaccurate. I see my visual that comes to me is of the South Park episode where they have a homeless problem suddenly in South Park. And just the last scene where Cartman starts singing Everybody's Gonna Hate Me for Spacing on This.
I haven't seen the episode, yeah. So no hate here.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's a really famous rapper, Tupac. It was a Tupac song that they sang. Yeah. It was very funny. South Park, typical South Park stuff. So the mayor of Harrisville, Utah, who received some of these people and who was so baffled to receive a call from the Post that she questioned if the reporter had the wrong number, asked if soda recipients are connected to social services in the towns where they move. Shouldn't the mayor know the answer to that?
Or at least
you would think, but like this headline said, New York City is sending these people out to these towns and not telling anybody.
But you would think that, like, as the mayor, they would at least know a person that they could call within the organization who could get them the answer.
Are they just cutting them loose and saying, here you go, or are they making sure they don't find themselves in the same situation a year later? Well, I mean, it's not, it's distressing to hear a place from Utah adopt this nanny state mentality. Look, the state gave these people a year's worth of rent. It's not, that's far beyond the state's responsibility to people in the first place. I mean, the state should have no responsibility to people. But... you know, that's far beyond what the state ordinarily does for people. And it's just, it cultivates this mentality that, you know, they're not doing enough to take care of these poor simpletons who can't manage to work out a way to survive with a year's rent in their pockets.
Well, you know, that's the thing is, you can stick somebody in a house for a year, and that's fine. But a lot of these people need different things. They have
alcohol,
drug addictions, alcoholism, mental illnesses, whatever. And it seems to me like this is just a way for New York City to get away with not providing these services.
Which I'm fine with, because the state shouldn't be providing these services. But soda recipients are the population of citizens who require ongoing social services and resources. Therefore, once soda ceases funding, program recipients end up using our state and local resources to maintain themselves. So I guess I can see why. It's such a weird and warped perspective to get my head around, though.
What's the acronym? SOTA, S-O-T-A?
Yes. These human beings are coming here, and we're upset that these people who need help and assistance came here with, you know, $17,000 in their pockets and are going to need us to take care of them.
When that money runs out.
Sade Collington, her husband, and two children moved back into a Bronx shelter after relocating to an East Orange, New Jersey apartment that had no water, heat, or electricity. Well, they probably weren't aware that those things aren't generally included in one's rent. and that you kind of have to pay your own water bill and electricity bill and heating bill. I don't know about the case in New York City, but it could just be the case that, you know, that was unfamiliar to them. But they say it was completely unlivable. We could not stay there any longer. We went to into shelter for another 6 months. I would agree that in order for a place to qualify as livable, it has to have at least water, right? Heat, I would say, extremely important. Electricity, extremely important, but not necessarily unlivable. But water?
Yeah,
you kind of need that. Collington has filed a notice of claim against the city, indicating she plans to sue over the ordeal. Now, coming back to the... Didn't she sign this lease?
Yeah, well, didn't they say they were just driving people around randomly in New Jersey and pressuring them to sign leases without actually having the opportunity to inspect these apartments?
Somebody somewhere has got to be making some money off of this, right? It just has to be, right? I mean, politicians don't, you know, special one-time assistance is what SOTA supposedly stands for, but it sounds to me like, you know, I don't know, some sort of welfare program for landlords, perhaps.
Interesting point.
The places are sending these thinking, people are just so totally random.
Who benefits from, you know, them getting this special one-time assistance, right? It would be, well, whoever they rent from, right? Because that's where the money's going, theoretically.
Mm, yeah. Right?
I mean, are they handing the cash directly to the homeless person and saying, here's 1 year's worth of rent?
It says they are putting it into their pockets.
Hmm. Interesting.
I don't know how literal that is. But it could be.
I mean, I feel like just knowing what bureaucracies do, that there's a whole bunch of paperwork and red tape that they have to jump through to receive the cash, forms to be filled out, tracking to be had. And then I would also imagine somehow that, like, a landlord agreeing to take this money as rent would also have to be a part of some sort of program or at least have filed for a license to collect this money or something along those lines.
Let's go to the phones. We've got John calling from Arkansas. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, everyone. This is a very interesting topic. I didn't even dream that New York City would be doing something like this. How long has it been occurring?
The SOTA program was initiated in 2017, according to the article. But according to what Captain said earlier, they've actually been doing this sort of thing for quite a long time.
Well, I don't know about this particular program, but like cities have been known to ship their homeless out of town to in order to, quote, clean it up, unquote.
For special events and things like that.
Yeah, Salt Lake City did it for Utah, right?
Yeah. When they had the...
That's what I meant, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, well... the recipients of this money, I heard you question whether or not they're just straight cash into their pocket or it could be a form of debit card, but there's got to be somebody, a landlord, a REIT, someone making money on this.
Yeah, well, ultimately, it's definitely the landlords who are benefiting from this because presumably it may be the liquor companies or the drug dealers or something like that, but at least some portion of this is making its way to the landlords. I mean, that's almost a given.
Right, right. But I wonder if some of these recipients are the illegal immigrants coming in into the sanctuary city.
They could be. I don't know. Is New York City a sanctuary city? It doesn't sound like it. Or the examples they've given didn't sound like illegal immigrants or immigrants of whatever status. I can't find the name now. The article is rather lengthy, but the name it gave was a standard American-sounding name.
Wow. Like I said earlier, that was new news to me, and I appreciate you guys bringing it to light.
Awesome. Well, thank you, John, for the call. 855-450-3733. Evidently, 224 of the SOTA families have ended up back in New York City shelters.
Oh, my.
Now, that's out of the 5,000 that have been sent out. So what is that, roughly about
5%?
Yeah. So it's not terribly unsuccessful.
Well, how are we defining success here, right?
You know? Those are the ones that were able to make it back to New York, because they're not sending all these people to East Orange, New Jersey, just across the river.
That's true. Yeah, it's going to be substantially harder to make your way back from Honolulu or Puerto Rico than it is
Yeah. Or very nearly impossible if you don't have cash to buy an airline ticket.
More on this story. If you've got thoughts on the homeless situation in New York City or just, you know, the homeless population in any part of the country, give us a call. That number is 855-450-3733. Again, that's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Liquor Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Liquor Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Liquor Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Divvy is crypto made easy. Anyone can use Divvy to securely and seamlessly spend, earn, store, or exchange digital money, the U.S. dollar, and euros. Divvy is fast. Transactions happen in seconds with fewer fees. While other altcoins are languishing, the Divvy price has risen substantially against BTC. Now's the time to make a switch to Divvy or make your start with cryptocurrency with Divvy. Visit DivvyProject.org. Divvy is crypto made easy. Plus one-click masternotes. DivvyProject.org. Again, DivvyProject.org.
Do you want to join the ultra-wealthy by using a 160-year-old investing program that is no longer exclusive? Keep your funds fluid and 100% tax-free for you or your heirs with no contribution limits and without ever losing your principal with Fortune DNA. Learn how to avoid the volatility of the market and put certainty back into your investing future. Join us now at dna.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at dna.freetalklive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, factory space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind using the toll-free number 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
Michael.
Captain Kickass.
You know, today a lot of people are taking control of their own health. Well, not me, because I'm too lazy for that. But they want to make sure to avoid the pain of getting sick, the loss of time at work, and costly medical bills. Well, good nutrition is the key to looking and feeling great. However, eating right all the time can be a challenge, or even at all. I eat out every single meal of every single day. Travel and work schedules can get in the way, see what I just said, or you may not have the desire or time to shop and cook the right foods. Also, me. I mean, this thing, it was almost designed for exactly people like me. Balance of Nature has the solution. With just three of the Balance of Nature fruit capsules and three of their vegetable capsules, you get 10 servings of fruits and vegetables, and that's a lot of nutrition. After taking Balance of Nature, people report that their skin looks better, bags under their eyes go away, they have more energy, body pain is reduced, or it goes away entirely. Go online and become a preferred customer, which gets you the best pricing and free shipping. After your third month, Balance of Nature will ship to you at no charge an additional set of fruit and vegetables. Now, this is a limited time offer, so don't wait. Go to balanceofnature.com and use the discount code FTL. Every time I read all of that, I'm like, this sounds perfect.
Are you on it? Are you doing the thing?
I'm not.
You've got a web browser open. Good. Just go and do that.
Yes, but I'm also doing a radio show.
Oh, well, yeah. You can do it during the break.
You've got a point there.
I can, but I'm too busy smoking and messing around and doing other things during the break. Hopefully tonight I will finally remember to actually go home and order this thing that sounds like it was designed for people who do exactly what I do. So DHS says that its reps do work with landlords in cities where families want to move to find housing. So the Department of Human Services there in New York City has admitted that it works with landlords in other cities and states. At least two SOTA families told the Post that DHS pre-selected New Jersey apartments for them to view during a van run. We mentioned this earlier. And I mentioned that particular detail.
This reminds me of, like, I don't know, I've seen, like, a television show, several of them, or even a movie where, like, you know, they're using the homeless as, like, sort of human guinea pigs, right? And they just pull the van up and offer them all these free things to get them in the van. And then the van drives away and you never see or hear from these particular homeless people again. That's what this sounds like. A van run. Come on, homeless. Everybody pile in the van. We're going to look at these carefully pre-selected apartments for you that, you know, we're conveniently going to just give you.
Oh, yeah. For free. No.
It no, doesn't, that sounds like the plot to like an evil movie. Or,
I think I read that book, actually.
You're not wrong. And somebody pointed out on Twitch earlier, that's twitch.freetalklive.com, that if any government program is spreading the next plague, it's this one. So there's it's certainly, I don't think the city of New York is currently rounding up homeless people and executing them. But if they were to do that, they would clearly be able to get the homeless people into the vans.
Yep.
And that's not good.
Not at all.
Let's go back to the phone. So we've got Mike calling from Washington. Mike, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Aria.
Hi.
We have a homeless. I'm encouraging people to YouTube Aberdeen, Washington. And we don't have a van. We have a motorhome that hands out clean needles. $57 million, I believe, last year. There's only 20,000 people live there. I forget the most needles in the entire country. And the mayor just bought 300 brand new reversible winter summer tents. There's heroin. There's methamphetamine. Marijuana is already legal. I encourage people to go west and find Aberdeen, Washington, and move there and let them foot the bill for you with their new homeless mitigation center that wasn't required by law, but they did it anyway, and now they have this wonderful place if you're homeless to go live and enjoy your life.
Now, is this like we were just talking about? Are you offering them like a free apartment so that they can disappear?
No, there's a free reversible summer winter tent located right at City Hall.
they have a tent city at City Hall.
300 brand new tents. They haven't even got them yet. They paid for them. They haven't come in the mail yet, but they're waiting. They'll be there in November. So I'm encouraged. Since you can't live in the town, you might as well be homeless there and have all the amenities that you would need if you're homeless. That's Aberdeen, Washington. Look it up on YouTube, folks.
Why can't someone live there?
Because
or did you just meet these particular people?
No, because the town has got like 300 homeless people living there in a town of about 17,000. So you can't hardly walk the streets of downtown. It's a very small town.
Now, why is the homeless problem there so extreme?
I think it's because the mayor just bought 300 tents. They've spent over, when they get their next $179,000 allotted to themselves for the homeless situation, they will have spent over $500,000 in 2019.
So do you think
on the homeless?
And they bought 300 tents.
Yeah, do you think that this is a case of government perpetuating its own problem? That, you know, okay, well, let's start a thing to solve a thing, and then, oh, no, okay, now we're actually attracting more homeless to the Aberdeen area?
I'm not sure. The election is in about 4 days, and I think there's probably going to be a new mayor. We have the youngest mayor in the country. I don't know. You'd have to look online at Aberdeen, Washington, but it's been a terrible homeless problem, and it's basically ruining the community.
How long has this been an issue? Because I know there's a problem in
Seattle.
About
5 or 6 years. It started about 5 or 6 years ago, and then it's just gotten worse and gotten worse and gotten worse to where a judge wouldn't allow them to stop camping or sitting on sidewalks. So they had to have a mitigation center where you could go if there was nowhere for you to go. But then the mayor bought property where they were already at, all the homeless people, bought that. It's now for sale, and then bought another piece of property closer to City Hall. And then the people voted down allowing them to put a homeless camp in this new location, like 200 feet from the original one where they already were. So now they're at City Hall.
Right, because everybody's NIMBY, right? Not in my backyard. That's a George Carlinism for those who don't
exactly.
know.
Exactly. It's just a real mess, and it's all over YouTube. It's a shame, but people have to go somewhere to go. But now the people that actually, you know, were born and raised there can't hardly use their own city because of the homeless problem.
Well, Mike, thank you so much for the call. For the benefit of people, I did look into it briefly during parts of that, and he's not wrong with his numbers. Aberdeen does have a population of about 16,000, which is smaller than Keene here.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a homeless population of more than 300 people.
That's a lot.
That's huge.
Yeah. How does that? There's like maybe 10 in Keene. And I'm looking at that going, wow, this is way out of proportion. What is going on? And we're talking 300 out of 16,000?
Having lived in the West Coast, I can tell you that it doesn't get winter. So like the homeless can stay year-round outside. So the tents is not necessarily something that you would see in a bigger city.
Interesting. 855-450-3733 or use the Discord calling lines, which you can find at discord.freetalklive.com. Again, that number is 855-450-3733.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists, held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th, visit anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump praising the U.S. military for taking out the target, the head of ISIS, al-Baghdadi, a terrorist he's wanted to get for years.
They've been looking for him for a long time. They've been looking for him for many years.
Now the president speaking in Chicago at a police chief's meeting, calling al-Baghdadi a sick and depraved man.
And now he's dead. He's dead. He's dead as a doornail.
Asked by reporters why he didn't tell Democrats on Capitol Hill about the mission in advance, the president saying, "I think Adam Schiff is the biggest leaker in Washington. He's a corrupt politician. He's a leaker like no one has ever seen before."
The only thing is they were talking about, why didn't I give the information to Adam Schiff and his committee? And the answer is because I think Adam Schiff is the biggest leaker in Washington.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, "How in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old?" I said, "Balance of Nature." If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in and talk about whatever you'd like. That number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Michael,
and the Captain.
Yeah, for years, libertarians of all stripes have wanted a directory of liberty-minded businesses, and we're helping to build one. Liberty.menu. It's a tool for your community. At its core is a directory for events, businesses, and digital content, and so much more. Listings can be rated and reviewed, and there's a bit of a social network to it so that you can connect and share with others. But use of Liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your voluntarist ideas into action at Liberty.menu and use code FTL to get a special badge. That's Liberty.menu. Now, Baghdadi is dead again, I hear.
This is the seventh or eighth time?
It's at least the fifth time that he's been found dead. I don't know, because I don't generally follow what happens between the United States and the various enemies it creates for itself around the world.
You know, the difference this time is supposedly there's a video.
Oh, interesting. But I guess before we can get into any of that, we need to get to the phones. We've got Robert calling from Florida. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, I just wanted to comment about the little 7-year-old boy that's being put in dresses and makeup. I just think that's sick. And he's an immature little boy. He should be allowed to grow up and find out what he wants to be his own way.
Well, I don't disagree with you, but what if that little boy wants to grow up and be a woman?
He doesn't know what the hell he is. He's just a little kid.
I mean, isn't that the point of exploring these things, to find them out?
when she let him explore it himself, the mother let him explore it itself instead of trying to tell him he's a little girl.
What about the father telling him that he's a little boy?
He is a little boy. He's got a penis, doesn't he?
I don't know. I would not
want
to check.
Oh, you guys are sick. You know, you people.
Because I jump button currently. I've already messaged Ian about that. I just became aware of it, so that's unfortunate.
And the phones light up. No.
You're not wrong. But, that's where I diverge from the people like him as a whole. Why are you telling this child that they're a little girl or whatever? Why are you telling them that they're a little boy? Why is what you're telling him better than what the other people are telling him? And sure, we can drag up that old tired argument about being born as the biological sex of male. That's fine. It's also distinct from gender and kind of unrelated to the issue at hand because the kid is 7 years old, has not undergone puberty, and if he wants to be a woman, then by the age of 20, he could be completely indistinguishable from any other woman, with the exception that she would not be able to have children.
Now, there are still a lot of people out there, and I think our last caller, Robert, was one of them, that do not understand or do not believe that there's a distinction between biological sex and gender identity.
I would, yes.
From that perspective, I can see what his point is, but you know that's not the way it is.
It is not. Well, let's get back to the phones. However, we've got Olivia calling from Arizona. Olivia, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Aria, Michael, and the captain. I wanted to briefly comment on the homeless thing because I've had this idea for a while that it would be really cool if in these big cities I've seen. A lot of abandoned hotel rooms. I'm sorry if I sound bad. I'm not feeling well. I see a bunch of hotels that are abandoned and falling into disrepair. And I always thought it would be a really great idea if instead of letting all these rooms and space go to waste, if they had a bunch of homeless people in exchange for fixing the place up, give them a room to live out of and get their life back on track.
I like the sentiment. There's already enough houses in the United States for every man, woman, and child to have a house of their own, and then still have a bunch of houses left over. So it's distribution isn't the problem.
Well, I just thought it would be kind of a clever way to deal with urban blight and the homeless problem, but I don't know.
I find that the homeless that I've interacted with. Their motivation system isn't quite the same, right? You can incentivize homeless people to do certain things, but it doesn't necessarily mean they're going to do them.
True. I'm not saying it would work for every single homeless person, but I think there are quite a few people who have fallen on hard times or just don't even know where to start, or and they need a decent place other than a park bench because, the odds feel insurmountable, I'm sure, even,
Yeah, it's hard to get off the streets when you're on a park bench. But, something like that, I'm not sure how well that would work for by itself. I'm not sure how well that would work for people that have mental illnesses or have addictions that they're battling, because those people with those conditions need more support than the roof over their head. They need that, but they need more than that.
Right. Well, this would be probably for more highly functioning homeless people. But I wanted to comment on the transgender thing too, and that was at a certain point, people keep arguing about decisions being permanent. Well, all decisions are permanent because for that particular moment in time that you made them, you'll never be able to go back and change that moment. And this idea that some hypothetical time in the future is necessarily more valuable than the time now is kind of a fallacy. You may never live to see tomorrow, So I just think that's a weird point to argue from, that, oh, well, you may regret it. Well, yeah, you're going to regret things. And then,
everyone does.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, why not be happy in this moment? And if you change your mind, just like anything else, use it as a growing experience, forgive yourself, change directions, and move on. I mean, these surgeries and presenting yourself as a different gender is not permanent. That's a you know, that's not permanent either. You can always change back.
Yeah, you're right. We have to let individuals be just that, individuals. If we really want freedom, we have to want freedom for other people first. And that just means that you have to tolerate individuals being individuals.
So I totally agree with you that, like, the gender that you're born into or the sex that you have is not necessarily your gender. It's weird to me that the people want to give so much power over how you live your life and so many different aspects of how you live your life to, like, one organ of your body is weird to me. And, you know, you never really stop being a child, do you? Your body is always changing throughout life, and you're always mentally growing and learning and discovering things about yourself and the world. So, I don't know.
Interesting.
It's perspective.
Olivia, I appreciate the call. I especially love the comment you made because I'm not a big fan of the band Rush, but they do have this line in one of their songs about living on the razor's edge between the past and the future. And that's a beautiful sentiment. I think a lot of people lose sight of that the future, completely hypothetical. The past, it exists only in memory. The only thing that's real is the present. So if somebody can do a thing in the present to be happier, why on earth would we want to stop them? Whether they're 5 years old, 15 years old, or 50 years old, let them enjoy that little slice of happiness while they can before life comes along to stomp their face into the ground.
And you know it will.
It always does.
You know, there are people out there who enjoy making other people miserable.
Yeah. And as, you know, as Olivia was saying, people are going, their body is going to change. I mean, that's inevitable, whether they get a tattoo, they grow up, or they get a disease, they get their arm cut off in some horrible disfiguring accident. Does that mean they should regret all of those years spent learning to play the violin? Because now their hand's chopped off? Oh, no. What are we going to do? We can't let kids learn to play the violin now. They may get in an accident and lose their hand. It's completely silly reasoning, of course, that I'm putting forward. But that's because it's completely silly reasoning that other people are putting forward to use in their justification for controlling the actions and behaviors of others.
Amen.
855-450-3733. Again, that's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live. I'm sure you disagree. Give us a call. Let me know.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in and talk about whatever you'd like. That number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria,
Michael,
and the Captain.
And shout out to Purple Lotus, who is our amplifier of the day. Thank you, Purple Lotus. Amplifier means that he advertises, markets, and promotes the show. But you can check it out by going to app.freetalklive.com. That's money that is strictly used to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. So go check it out. There's three tiers available there. There's the silver tier, the gold tier, and the platinum tier. Purple Lotus is a silver amplifier. All we ask for people is $5 a month. And again, that's literally just used to help the show. If you like what we're doing here, and it seems a lot of people tonight don't, but in general, if you like what we're doing here, go check out app.freetalklive.com, and you can help us, you know, bring this message of liberty, non-aggression, and individual responsibility, individual autonomy to people all around the world. Again, that's app.freetalklive.com. Now, we have to at least mention it. Baghdadi was killed.
Right. Okay.
I don't know who this guy is.
He was the head of ISIS, the Islamic State.
No, that's the Pentagon.
Well, the guy who they put in charge of ISIS.
Okay, gotcha. Well, evidently his death was communicated by some special operations forces, and President Donald Trump stood around looking like Ralph from The Simpsons, like he knew what was going on when he didn't, and I don't know. I hear reports.
Yeah. Again?
No, that's Nelson.
Oh, that's Nelson. My bad.
I'm hearing reports that Baghdadi may have, in fact, blew himself up.
Yeah, I heard that as well. I was just scrolling through some random news articles to, you know, bring myself up to speed. And this one actually says, came to a dramatic end this weekend as U.S. forces overcame gunfire, booby trap, and explosive vests during a raid in northwest Syria. The ISIS leader, quote, blew himself up when cornered by U.S. military personnel who conducted the two-hour nighttime raid.
Did he mean to blow himself up?
Probably.
Oh, no.
Could be.
I don't either. Let's go to the phones. We've got David calling from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, Al's douchebag daddy.
Yeah.
So how about them gay Nazis, huh?
How about what?
Yeah. Them gay Nazis.
Are the gay Nazis still giving you a hard time, David?
Are they from Illinois?
What are you talking about hard there, boy? Huh? What do you mean by that? You getting
are
that
you talking
there?
To us?
Huh? Are you talking to me?
Are they still giving you a difficult time?
Well, not the gay Nazis, just the commie Nazis over at the... actually, that's interesting, too. A lot of those brown shirts were actually communists. When we were originally talking about that, the brown shirts, the SA, the stormtroopers, a lot of them were actually communists.
You're aware that Hitler characterized communism as one of the biggest threats to German sovereignty, right?
Yeah, that doesn't mean that a lot of those boys that joined the brown shirts weren't communists.
Well, sure, sycophants will suck up to whoever has the power. That's why they're communists.
Anyway, what I called about is, and I was tying to that, there was the communists at the University of New Mexico. I know that people don't care about my plight, but maybe they care about their own plight. And at least for the time being in the United States, you have a First Amendment, even though it's trampled on all of the time. But it's getting trampled on more and more, especially at government institutions, especially at universities where they're shutting down free speech, and they put you in little free speech boxes where you can protest in this box, but nowhere else on campus. And if you do protest somewhere else on campus, then we'll have the campus police come and arrest you and take you to jail for exercising your free speech outside of the free speech box. So in that vein, like I said, I know people don't care about my plight, but they care about their own, and it's going to spread. And I'm being prosecuted, criminally charged on three different charges for calling into the KUNM University of New Mexico radio station on their talk program where they invite people to call in.
No, and this then is the gay and trans Nazis, right?
Yeah, and okay. And them telling me that they don't like the speech that I want to offer. And don't call back anymore, which I don't think is, since they're a publicly owned and publicly paid for institution, I don't believe they have the right to do that, just like they can't put you in a box to have your free speech. So anyway, the bottom line is protect your own free speech. Who cares about mine? And follow this case just as a test case, because it might be interesting. And you do that by going to nmcourts.gov. And then you just use their little case lookup, and you enter my name, Olson, with an O, David, 1964. And you can stalk me and dox me or whatever you want to do for those of you that are so inclined. And for the other ones that like to live life straight, they might find it interesting.
This sounds really familiar.
He calls quite a lot to talk about it. So, explain to me how this whole thing started. You were calling a radio station. They told you not to call anymore. And you kept calling, so they pressed charges, right?
Yeah, they called their private police force, the University of New Mexico Police Department, and had them come over, and they wrote up charges and sent me a summons to court, and that's still ongoing and spreading, yeah.
Okay, well... I don't know what to tell you. Keep us updated on it. Despite my insistence that there were no gay Nazis, I am interested in the cases you have going forward, especially because if it's true that the radio station he's trying to call is, in fact, publicly owned.
Yeah, if it's government-owned and government-funded, then I don't see how they can ban him from speaking for whatever his opinion is.
Well, I mean, you know, the government owns the TSA. I don't see how they can do what they do, but they still exist. So, you know, government exists in violation of itself.
Excellent point. I mean, that's sort of the problem with the way that government, you know, assigns these little tasks to other independent bodies. You know, the First Amendment simply states that Congress shall make no law inhibiting the free expression or whatever it was. I don't remember the exact terminology, but Congress has made no such law. The University of New Mexico has. And it's not a law, it's a policy.
Right.
And, you know, there's all these gray lines there that they use to blur the issue so that they can inhibit people's freedom of speech. But, I mean, in the most literal terms, no, this is all the more reason why the Constitution sucks and should, you know, be used to wipe our behinds.
Yeah, well, you know, I read a headline this weekend that said something like half of all millennials thought we shouldn't have free speech.
Wow.
I'm not surprised.
Wow. Half.
Good job, Gen X. Boy, you raised them right, didn't
no,
you?
Yeah, don't blame this on us.
The millennials were raised by Gen X.
Yeah, I don't know.
Not everyone in Gen X is responsible for that.
I hate referring to people in...
I'm innocent.
In their generational terms.
I do, right? But I find it so fascinating.
And in fact, no, who raised all of these people? The state. Right?
Yeah.
Their mandatory 12 years of indoctrination. Right? I mean, you know, come on. Two-income families are the norm now, right? So there's no such thing as, you know, one parent who stays home. There's no more community schools. I mean, these things exist in very small quantities, of course, right? So
right.
I'm not saying all, but, you know, the majority of people raised by the state. Institutionalized daycare.
Yeah, so what's that expression about sending your kids to Caesar to be educated and being surprised they come back Roman? So, sure. The public education system, certainly it raised entire generations. It continues
raised Gen X, too, so, you know.
Yeah, so, shockingly, what we got was a bunch of statists who think that, you know, the government should be in control of health care and should raise the minimum wage.
Yeah, I don't know. I survived public school, and I didn't.
I didn't either.
I survived, but, I mean, I dropped out, so.
So did I.
You know, at some point, my instincts were like, dude, get the F out.
I'm reminded, though, about my father, who's much older. When I was talking with him about cryptocurrency and the Federal Reserve and all of that, he was like, and what's the name of this government organization? I was like, well, it's not really government, but it's called the Federal Reserve. And he says, without knowing anything else about it, well, I think you're wrong. That sounds like something we should have. Based solely off its name.
Wow.
I mean, that's a level of indoctrination that is hard to reach, but it's common.
Yeah, a lot of people do think like that.
How do you fight the state when the state educates all of the children, or almost all of the children?
You've got to do deprogramming on a mass scale. I don't know.
Education is the start. That's what we're doing here, right?
That's why government schools are free and compulsory.
Thank you for listening. Head on over to the show archives at freetalklive.com. You'll find archives there going back 10 years since before podcasting was even a thing. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And we'll be back same time tomorrow, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Balance of nature. Changing the world one life at a time.
Hey, let me tell you something. Uh-huh. Balance of nature really works, man. I mean, I work constantly on the road and I put in 60 hours in 4 days. 15 hours a day, and I'm telling you, this stuff works. I don't get sick. I have plenty of energy. I'm 46 years old. I'm an old man, and I can't tell you how grateful I am to have this stuff. So I just want you to know that this stuff really works, and I'm grateful that this Dr. Howard guy figured it out. So I'll leave it at that.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.